I can't use basketball rules on the football field.
No.
I've got to go by and get the football rules and play according to this rule. And the enemy knows that.
Different fields of play.
Different fields of play.
Are your prayers in line with God's word? Are you receiving what you believe when you pray? Today, Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Bill Winston teach us how to get your prayers answered. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just bless you, sir. We thank you. You are so good to us. We praise you and worship you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Sir, we open our hearts and minds to you today for revelation from heaven. We receive it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you join me today in welcoming Brother Bill Winston to this broadcast? God, praise God. Bill, it's always exciting to me when you come. It's exciting to all of us, all of our partners. We have together over the years an anointing. You know, I was amazed when I first understood this. We know from Ephesians chapter 4, there are divine connections.
That's correct.
And it's done for the perfecting of the saints and so forth, the ministry.
Yes.
But this follows throughout the body of Christ. You take, under Jesus' direction, when you take a person with this anointing and a person with this anointing and calling, and you bring them together, then the Scripture says that it's compacted together. The body of Christ is put together by Him, but it's compacted or held together by the working of the joints, the joinings. You put those together, you combine those anointings. And one put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000 to flight, and it's that way because of anointing multiplication.
Okay.
That's beyond, that's supernatural.
Yeah.
That's beyond the natural. Mm. We're supposed to be living and operating in the supernatural.
Goodness.
And you and I have had that, had that over the years in our ministries. Mm-hmm. And God has connected us and joined us with others, Jerry Savelle and Creflo Dollar amazing men and women of God. There's a purpose in this, man.
Yes, it is.
That when we come together, this
connection,
this anointing becomes available here.
Okay.
This is important. You need to be believing God for this. This anointing, as you receive it, will work in your household. That's the way anointing is supposed to function and operate.
This is supernatural.
It's supernatural.
I'm telling you.
Amen. I'm glad you're here, bro.
Good.
Gas me up for a couple of weeks here. That's good. Now, we need all Christians, and particularly people that live by faith. Everybody's supposed to be living by faith, but not all of them do. But those that live by faith, you know, we as pilots, we have to go recurrent training.
Right.
I don't care how long you've been flying. You need to go back and have an instructor sit there.
Every time.
You know, and go through all of these different things and bring it back up to speed. And you think, man, I let that slip. How come me to do that? Well, that's especially true in the work. We really need recurrent training in prayer.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
People get into prayer habits. Yeah. My dad used to pray. He prayed the same thing. You know, he'd blessed man, loved God. And he'd pray over the meal, whatever it was, and he'd say, "And thank you, forgive us of all our sins in the name of Jesus." Well, that's wonderful. But then I began to learn about prayer and walking by faith and so forth. Now, Bill, I wasn't brought up to correct my daddy. Boy, you better duck when you do. Well, my dad's a fair man.
Yeah.
But the Lord instructed me to go to him about it. I didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he prayed and forgive us all our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. I said, "Daddy, can I ask you something?" "Yeah." I said, "What'd you do?" "What?" I said, "What'd you do?" He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Well, you said forgive us all our sins. What'd you do?" "What are you talking about?" I said, "Daddy, I've known you all my life. And every time you pray, you say, forgive us all our sin. What have you done?" He said, "I never thought about that." Well, see, the Lord was renewing his mind to pray for purpose, not from habit. Mm. And he told me later, he said, "You know, well, the way we were raised," he said, we just shot a scatter shot and hope some of it sticks somewhere, you know. But he said, I can see now what you're talking about is different between a shotgun and a rifle. When you go to the Word, you got something specific to pray about. Well, we need recurrent training in prayer, don't we?
Absolutely. Brother Copeland, you'd be surprised as we go through this, you know, this week and pull out some of these things. If somebody's listening to us, they're going to see, wow, I was doing that wrong. Or, my goodness, I let that slip.
Bill, you know, and this is another thing, too. Forgive me for interrupting you right there, but when you say I was doing that wrong, you weren't doing something wrong. You did that wrong. The process was out of line, and you're hindering the efficiency of what you're trying to do. It isn't that you did something wrong. You ain't sinning because you prayed that way, and people get all upset over that. And but when you learn to be more specific, this prayer system was designed for us, and it was designed to protect us and to keep the devil out of it.
My goodness.
And so to keep him from fouling this thing up, because we got a direct hotline, brother. I mean, actually, God designed this thing where it ought to just function right now. But when you get over into habits and you get over into these other things, you weaken it. A lot of the prayer stuff is prayed out of a sin consciousness and poor old us and all that. But what we're going to be doing in here today, we're going to be examining the system and examining ourselves. We're going to be like flight instructors, and you're going to be like that student. You're not necessarily learning how to fly. You're going through recurrent training here, because most of you pray all the time or part of the time anyway. But we're going in and say, yeah, I can tweak that up. I can do a better job of this. So when you do that, faith cometh.
My goodness.
Faith cometh by hearing the word.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But traditions, faith don't come to hear tradition. Mm. And God ain't obligated to a traditional prayer. Mm. But faith prayer is.
You know, Jesus.
You know where I got that? I got that from Bill Winston. I heard you say that one. I'd just gone to bed and I turned on your broadcast, and that's a mistake. You don't want to do that and then try to go to sleep. You can't, man. It'd take you an hour. you did me that way this time. I heard you say that. I jumped from out of bed. I said, hey! So what happened? See, when I heard that, you tweaked my prayer life right then. I was praying that way, but what that statement got a hold of my faith and pulled it up to a higher level. That's what God's been trying to do all the time. He's doing His very best to get into a place where He's obligated to what
That's
you pray.
Exactly right.
You don't have to beg Him to do that.
It's a setup.
That's where He wants to be, isn't it?
That's the way He wants to be.
That's the way that hit me there.
Ah, goodness. This we're going to start at Luke chapter 11. And this is when the disciples came to Jesus and said, you know, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples, you know. And without going into that, because that's where I would like to start here. But over in John chapter 11, this is when Jesus is at the gravesite of Lazarus. And he said here in verse 41, he says, and they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. That is powerful. Mm. That means that every prayer he prayed, he got the action of the Father, and he knew he was going to get the action. It wasn't one of these things, boy, I sure hope God answers this Mm-mm. prayer.
No,
boy,
no, no.
I sure hope he answers on time. You know, whatever it is, we need to have that same confidence that once we pray, whether we're praying for something big or small, somebody in a high position, or somebody that's just caught in a situation, whatever it is, we need to know that that prayer is going to be answered.
Now, Bill, most people, as you know, will come back and say, but now, Brother Bill, that is Jesus. You remember the verse, Matthew's Gospel. The one whom God sent spoke the word of God. Therefore, God gave him his spirit without measure. Now, here's what it didn't say. The one whom God sent never sinned. Therefore, God gave him his spirit without measure. It did not say that.
Nope.
Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they're not my own. He said, I can of myself do nothing. John 5:19 and John 5:30. I do nothing. I only say what I hear my Father. He didn't say I won't do. He said, I can't. Of myself, I can't do anything. But the Father dwells within me. He does the work. Now, Bill, we've been put in that same position because we pray to the Father in His name.
And John, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have.
Oh, yeah.
That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know...
Now, ain't that the same thing?
That's the same thing. That's what I'm saying.
If we... And we'll go finish that.
And if we know that He hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of Him.
Now, Bill, you and I, and you too, we can say the same thing that Jesus said. I know you're going to hear this. I know when I pray according to your word, you always hear me. And I know, and you know I know, sir, that when I pray according to your word, pray according to your will, your word, same thing. I pray according to your word, I have the petition I desire of you. Mm. Now, you know where that gets fouled up most of the time?
Where is it, Brother Copeland?
Talking too much.
You mean just running off at the mouth? Just
yeah, informing God of all his problems. Well, I just lost my job. Don't you think he knows that? You remember out there in the 14th chapter, Matthew, Jesus went out in the woods because he heard that John just been killed. And he was moved by compassion and he healed the sick, and he's still doing that. And they come up and interrupted the meeting, man. You know, it's late, sir. It's getting late. Let the people go home. See, they didn't inform him anything. He knew what time it was. He knew what the people needed. I'll go here. My baby's out there in the woods. Oh, my baby. Oh, God, I lost my job. He didn't inform him of nothing.
Now, do you know Matthew chapter 6 says, the Father knows what you have need of?
He was there when it happened, man.
Even before you ask him.
But it does say ask.
It does say ask.
Well, why don't he just do it? There has to be a faith connection.
That's exactly right.
If we had time, we could go into all that connection, but I'll just give it to you in the book. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For any man wavers, he's like the wind, the seed blown around by the wind. Don't let that man think he's going to receive anything of the Lord. The asking is involved.
But see, it's a process that faith is involved in, because faith makes prayer work. Prayer doesn't make faith work.
Oh, now you got it. Now you hit it.
See,
boy, that's a bullseye. Say that again.
Faith makes prayer work. Prayer does not make faith work.
Oh, that's it, man.
I got to have some faith here if I'm going to pray right.
Yeah. And faith comes from
hearing the word of God.
Right there. Now we're back to, I only say what I hear my Father say.
And that's why this teaching this week is going to be so beneficial for them, because it's going to bring them back to the rules of prayer. That as I pray according to God and how Jesus taught the process, I can expect the same results as Jesus got.
Oh, man, yeah.
And this is every time. This is not, I hope some scat boy show hope. Hope. This is done. He knows what you have need of. He's just needing you to come, and you've got to come according to the rules. You can't make up your own rules in this deal.
Now, what you said wasn't hope at all. That's wishing.
That's wishing.
That wasn't Bible hope. That's wishing.
That's exactly
right. Yeah,
so,
I see that.
So I can't use basketball rules on the football field.
No.
I've got to go by and get the football rules and play according to this rule. And the enemy knows that.
Different fields of prayer.
Different fields of prayer. And so he talks about that in Ephesians chapter 6, which we'll get to this week. But there's one other thing. I want you to go to 2 Chronicles, and this is chapter 19. Now, this is a situation where Jehoshaphat has a situation going on here. And pardon me, Brother Copeland, 2 Kings chapter 19, 2 Kings chapter 19. And this is where Hezekiah, the prayer went for Jehoshaphat too, but let's go to 2 Kings chapter 19. Now, this is when Hezekiah had a situation here. He's surrounded by the Assyrians, and they have taken some of the surrounding cities there of Judah and so forth. Things are looking real bad. So they come, and now they're putting pressure on Hezekiah. He ends up taking the gold off the doorknobs in the temple and giving it to him, trying to back the devil off. You know you can't buy the devil off. He's never satisfied. And so what happens is now he sends his embassy to Isaiah the prophet to get a word. Because faith makes prayer work. You need a word. You need the word of God, because that's where faith comes from. So then he gets that, and they bring it back to him. And then once they bring it back to him, it says this in verse 14 of chapter 19. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed.
He spread that letter.
My goodness.
You know what this is?
This is a letter.
Letters. Look at that. The whole back half of this book.
This is letters.
Letters, man. Hell, I'm telling you,
So he opens this up and prays the word of God. And a lot of people don't pray the word of God because they don't feel that, well, if I do that, is that going to really do anything? I'd like to cry a little bit. Well, that, wait a minute, it didn't say anything. This, you've got to pray this right here because it's faith that's going to make this prayer work.
Yeah.
I thank God we can cry, we can do some other thing, but listen, ultimately, we got to get in line with this right here.
I am so totally convinced of this, Bill Winston. I've been doing this January of 2014. It was our 47th year anniversary. And I'm totally convinced of this. The job of the prophet, then and now, is to give the people something to say.
Goodness.
I mean, if Jesus said anything, he said, I only say what I hear my Father say. As I hear, I judge. My judgment, not my own, he said. The prophets said things to give people something to say by faith. That's what this book is. Man. I don't preach me habits. You don't preach. You started it.
We're going to take up me next time. But Brother Cole, look at this last part here. After he prayed that, look at verse 20. Then Isaiah, son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. That's all you want to know. Did he hear me?
That's all you need.
That's all you need right there. And as a result of him hearing that, look at the next, the right over here in verse 35, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out, smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000, and they arose early, and when they arose early in the morning, behold, all were dead corpses. Now notice what happened. He prayed, and that prayer that he prayed, the angel went forth and wiped every enemy out. And notice, it happened that night. It didn't happen the next month. We didn't have to go through for a few weeks and just, Lord, I'm going through, Lord. I'm telling you, we not only can get an answer, Brother Copeland, I'm getting excited now, but we can get it right now.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm telling you.
Yes,
God,
sir.
Answer.
I'm convinced of it.
Praise God.
Glory. And we out of time.
Goodness.
What'd you do to the watch? Did
tell
you do something to it?
Good stuff.
Brother Bill and I'll be back in just a moment.
Have you ever prayed and wondered if God heard you? How do you take hold of His promises and make them a reality in your life? The Unlimited Potential Package, two teaching series by Bill Winston, The Power of Prayer and Praise, and Taking Ownership Volume 2 will help you break through and get results. Build a solid foundation of prayer in your life. Learn how faith makes prayer work. Find out why love is the key to receiving from God. Discover how to seek God for answers and pray effectively. Believe you receive as you declare God's word with authority. Reach new levels of faith and take the next step towards living in your God-given privileges. Assume your rightful place in God and realize your unlimited kingdom potential. Be kingdom-minded, take ownership, and bring heaven to earth. Get results in your prayer life that'll change your world. Order the Unlimited Potential Package today for only $34.99 and enjoy a savings of 28%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This package contains two teaching series by Bill Winston that will open your understanding of God's Word. Discover how praise will draw you into the very throne room of God. For an additional 10% off, order the Unlimited Potential Package online.
Two new CD teachings, wow, from Bill Winston. Man, I'll tell you, glory. The Power of Prayer and praise, taking ownership. Praise God. Now, prayer is the foundation of every Christian endeavor, and the failure of every Christian endeavor is a prayer failure. We've talked about that. We know that's true. Now, let me tell you something. For all of you, these go in the exercise room. These go in your ears when you're jogging, when you're walking. These go in the car when you're driving back and forth to work. These, when you sit down with your family before you have a meal, listen to 5 minutes of this before you eat and then pray over the meal. Let me tell you something. There's nothing too big for God or the Word to handle. Jesus said only one thing is needful, and he was referring to Mary sitting at his feet hearing the Word. Amen. Yes. Only one thing. Because out of that, you can be successful at anything. Praise God. This new year, Bill, this is not a New Year's resolution. This is new life resolution. Amen.
It's good.
I mean, this is it, brother. Yes. This is what life is made out of right here. Praise God. Father, we pray for this radio and television audience all over the world. We believe God for them. And we receive your life and your word in their lives, and we give you praise and honor because the body of Christ is rising up to a new level, and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Get a hold of these things and release your faith now. This is Kenneth and Bill reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
God has a plan that is absolutely over the top. He has a plan for you. You're smarter than you know you are. You're stronger than you know you are. You're quicker than you know you are. You're richer than you ever dreamed you are.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Championsgate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwas Coliseum. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
We just asked something here that was impossible in the natural.
Praise God.
But I've found out whatever seems impossible is a deception. I'm telling you, with God, all things are possible.